Bob, you know the band Nothing that we've been talking about pretty much all year long, the sort of dark, moody metal band, Nothing.
Sure, yeah, sure.
Did you see that they've been stuck in Toledo for the past several days?
I've heard about this. Max, our intern,
turned me on to this. They've been on tour, you know, a band on tour like them, they live out of their van. And they were a victim of a hit and run. Somebody hit their van and trashed it and it bent the axle up. Anyway, they set up a PayPal account, this one-time thing for fans to send them money, and worked out. They're back on the road doing shows again. I'm so relieved. A grateful nation breathes a sigh of relief.
I think on the face of it that it's so wonderful that people will take the time and help.
Absolutely.
Which always proves my point that people do the right thing.
No, they don't.
Which is an argument that has been going on now for how many years have we been?
15 years or something. Yeah. I don't know. In this case, enough people did the right thing.
Except for the person that crashed into the van
and left.
I will point out your side of the story.
If I'd been standing with them after they discovered their van, I would have said, see? My God, nobody does the right thing. And rule number four, nobody takes responsibility. But anyway, this actually leads me into the first band I'm going to play, which is a band called Whirr, W-H-I-R-R. And Whirr is a band that was started by Nothing's bassist, Nick Bassett. And like the band Nothing, Whirr's sound is driven by very fuzzy...
Driven
by very, very fuzzy, distorted guitars. But Whirr's a little more drone-based, I think, than the music of Nothing. Everyone who hears it says it reminds them of My Bloody Valentine, and that's a good thing. Whirr has a new record coming out later this summer called Sway. And this cut that I want to play is called Murmur. I'm sorry, it's called Mumble. Mumble.
I see. You couldn't see my eyes, but they were puzzled.
It's called Mumble. I was just telling our esteemed intern, Max, that while we were listening to that I think you could take that Only Shallow, the opening track to My Bloody Valentine's Loveless record, and lay it on top of the Whirr cut we just heard, Mumble, and they would match up perfectly in a good way.
I was going to say, I thought maybe the the sun would set backwards or something. Or the rainbow that tears through the town.
The deadly rainbow.
The deadly rainbow. That's how you create a deadly rainbow.
The Onion had this story about a deadly rainbow that's, you know, like a hurricane. It hits the city, and I sent it to you, Bob, because...
Cuts the guy right in half.
Yeah. And they interview some guy who says, like, all I know is in my day, rainbows didn't kill people like me. Anyway, where was the band? We just heard a song, Mumble, from Sway. Nick Bassett, the bassist for Nothing, he was actually in Were before Nothing. So Were's actually been around a little longer than Nothing. It's not like this is a side project of his.
I like the way you make this stuff up.
No, I'm not making this up. So Nick Bassett, he was actually in Deaf Heaven. And then he left Deaf Heaven. He started Were, and then he became fast friends with Dominic Palermo, who started Nothing. Now he's a full-time member. Nick Bassett's a full-time permanent member of both bands, of Were and Nothing. Now, he's still young. He's not all dead and withered inside, like, you know, some of us. But anyway, the album is called Sway from Were. It is out September 23rd.
Speaking of young, I have two brothers. Their names are Micaiah and Anaya Lee. They're Los Angeles brothers. One's a drummer, one's a guitar player. Saw them a couple of years ago at CMJ, and they knocked me out. They're called The Bots, B-O-T-S.
Oh, yeah, I know
The Bots. They're so great. And they have a single that is an absolute knockout. They made their first record. 15, one was 15, the other's 12. That's 5 years ago.
Put his first record out when he was 12.
Amazing, right?
Wow.
So let me play this new single. It's from a new album that's coming out called Pink Palms by The Bots, and the song's called All I Really Want.
Every day's a bummer and I just want it to end. Trying to find a diamond in the rough. Wanna see a smile but you're acting tough. I feel like life has lied to me.
Enjoy the weekend and count the serving.
Here I am not today, not much has really changed. Sitting in my room doing the same thing I do every day. Make a cup of tea, sit down, stare at the screen until I see something that relates to me, but it's also boring.
And what I really, really want, and all I really, really want, is all about
surrounds you like a sea of noise until you snap. No one's like me, so they'll never understand completely. The lights in the house are off, but I'm not sleeping.
Enjoy the weekend and count the serving.
Waiting around for something good to happen. That's if anything ever happens.
And what I really, really want, and all I really, really want, is all about to happen. You never could imagine.
Well, you know how I feel about speaking and speak singing in songs, but that worked for me. Probably he won me over when he said, everything's a bummer. Enjoy the weekend.
I love that. You know, Tommy Ramone passed away last weekend, the last original member of the Ramones still to be alive. And I was listening to a lot of Ramones and then heard this and love the feeling that the spirit of that band lives. Nick Zinner from Yeah Yeah Yeahs helped produce it.
Oh, okay.
And, another fellow, Justin Warfield, helped produce that record. They're too dynamic. You've got to see these folks live. Well, I'm going to drag you.
We'll do
to
it.
See the bots.
Speaking of two dynamic individuals, let's bring on Daoud Tyler Amin and Jacob Gans of NPR Music. How you doing, Daoud?
Which one of us is on the low end of the dynamic?
You're on Daoud.
Ooh, yeah. let's go with Daoud.
And it's good to have you back. You've brought to us some great music in the past. Don't let us down.
So don't mess up, kid.
You guys ever read The Tao of Wu?
I've read The Tao of Pu.
The Tao of Wu, both spiritual guides by great minds. The Tao of Wu is a book by the RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan. It came out a couple years ago, and I read it recently. And there's this part that I really love about Staten Island, which is where Wu-Tang formed, of course. And he says, if we hadn't been on Staten Island, had we been anywhere else in New York, we probably wouldn't exist. And the reason was, because Staten Island is a little bit isolated, they weren't going to like Manhattan art parties and stuff when they sort of came up with their whole concept. And he was like, look at us, we're a 9-man hip hop crew. We rap about kung fu and comics and chess, you know, and that doesn't happen if you're, you know, chasing trends. We just spent a ton of time in my basement, and it's how they were able to come up with something so delightfully weird and singular. So with that in mind, I want to play you guys a band, a trio called Delay, who remind me of that principle, in part because they're from Ohio, Columbus area. Not the middle of nowhere. I mean, Columbus is huge, but it's not Brooklyn. It's not L.A. You know, it's not Nashville, certainly. It's not the kind of place that you think of as a destination or a hotspot for indie rock. Of course, there's a scene there. But the other reason is that the guitarist and the bassist are brothers. Twins. And I'm sure you can attest to this. As often happens when siblings perform together, there's something inevitably kind of uncanny in their delivery. And that's what I've really started to love about this band as I've listened to them more. So this is a song from their new album, Circle Change, came out last month. Smattering of Profanity. So sensitive ears, take note.
I thought that was the name of the song, which I liked.
Smattering of Profanity.
The new album from Delay.
That's good. It's like when that band Filter put out a record called Title of Record. It's like, you guys. Anyway, the song is called Explanation.
Excellent.
Like I need flashcards to know my flaws. like a Cub Scouts badge.
Love the guitars on that. What a great sound.
I was
going to
say, I love the words.
Yeah. Isn't this the eternal battle between the two of you?
Yeah.
Will he be saying something? His voice was so buried in the mix. I mean, I could clearly understand what he was saying, but there's something about the way it was produced that his voice, even though there was a lot of energy behind it, it felt very fragile to me.
Yeah.
And it felt like this fragile little thing kind of surrounded by chaos.
So they're, I bet they're probably close in age. The last group we played, probably 20 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
They sound young. They sound certainly early 20s. We're not getting late 20s here.
Yeah, but they've been doing this forever, basically, forever to them.
As were the Bots since 12.
Yeah.
So I love that. Synchronicity. Thank you, Daoud.
Sure thing. Delay. Check it out.
I guess this means we have to bring Jacob on now, huh?
We did promise.
But you promised me I got to play some rock and roll.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
I was going to say, I don't have to play anything. You could just tease everybody and then I could...
Well, here's the deal. You told us you were excited about something yesterday, and then you told me what you were excited about, and I went, oh. Didn't actually care very much for what you're going to play, which is Perfume Genius. And then I thought, well, Jacob likes it. I you know, we all listen to stuff and you're in different moods. And I went back to last night, listened to it at home, and I went, whoa, Jacob is right.
Well, wait a minute.
I don't do that with you. So
no, when Jacob said he wanted to play it, I was glad he was going to play it because I love this record. I'll get behind it.
Yeah. Perfume Genius is Mike Hadrius. He is basically a solo composer, singer, songwriter from Seattle. His instrument of choice is the piano. And speaking of fragile sounding voices, I mean, this guy has a voice that literally sounds like it could crack in half at pretty much any moment that he's singing. The song that I want to play, though, it's a monster. It is the most powerful song that I've heard recently, just in terms of the apparent muscle of the person singing it. You hear the song and you do not want to screw with the person who's singing it. The song is called Queen. It's the first single from an album called Too Bright that's going to come out in September. I love everything that I've heard from this record so far.
Don't you know you're queen? Yet even flower bloom at my feet. Don't you know you're queen? Peeling, riddled with disease.
I don't even know if you do that in concert, where you go from there.
Oh, man, I was just thinking the exact same thing. There's some kind of music that I like where it feels like you just want to be in the band, where you want to be doing whatever the band is doing. And there's some music and art in general that makes me anyway feel like just awe, like cowering in fear, kneeling in front of the person who's doing it. And you can imagine actually like being in a crowd of people with him playing the song live, like you all sort of move at that slow swaying tempo. That's just a monster of a song.
And you want it to fade. You don't want that song to end. So when it fades, you believe, you want, it allows you to believe it's still going on in the world.
Yeah, kneel before your new God.
Do you know the song Biko by Peter Gabriel?
Yeah. Mm.
That reminded me of those two things right there. Intersect the same emotional place.
Very, very different subject matter.
Yes.
I'm so excited for that Perfume Genius record. Back in March, you know, I saw him play at South by Southwest, and we ended up playing the song Look Out, Look Out from his first record on the show. And I talked with his publicist at the time. He said a new one's coming out this year. And I thought, I can't wait until September. That's a lifetime away. And now we're finally coming up to it. I've got another great record coming out in September from the band Zamuto. This is the band that Nick Zamuto started after the Books broke up somewhere around late 2011, early 2012. The Books, that was that duo he was in with Paul DeYoung. I think Zamuto's music is a little less abstract.
They use lots of collage material.
The Books did, yeah. Books it was sort did, of yeah. this assembled collages of sounds. And Zamuto's music is less of that, but it's no less curious to the ear when you listen to it. He's got a new record, I should say. Zamuto the band has a new album coming out later this summer called Anchor. It's their second one. And they played it, mixed it, mastered it all in their studio in Vermont. I think Jacob's actually been to it.
I've been in the room, yeah. It's a little tiny shed in back of his house, which is down a crazy dirt road in Vermont. And he just tricked it out into a home recording studio. There's insane stuff in there. There's a little laser that bounces off a mirror that bends, so the laser spreads in different patterns on the wall. There's a picture in the press release of the room. It's just completely covered in equipment. That guy is a gearhead.
Did he soundproof it, or is it just these metal walls?
I think it's just metal. I mean, he may have put some insulation on the inside, but there's also nothing around for miles.
Yeah.
It's like there's chickens outside and some wildlife.
Why were you there?
I did a profile of the Books just before they broke up. I don't want to say that was the cause. No, I think it was the distance. Paul DeYoung was living in upstate New York, and Nick Zamuto was living in Vermont, and they basically only saw each other, you know, once a month to check in and see how the progress on the record was coming. And that's a hard project to continue if you can't. That band made the most intricate music I can remember.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, listen, check out this cut from Zamuto that I'm going to play called Hegemony from their new record, Anchor. The percussion on this, I just think it's killer. It's very clean, too. I wouldn't have guessed that they had recorded it in a shed. But the song's called Hegemony.
Hegemony.
I thought I had read at one point that Nick Zamuto had done all this himself, and I thought that is some of the sickest program beats I'd ever heard in my life on this record. But no, it's an actual human, thank God. It's Sean Dixon is his name, is the drummer on this, on that track, and it's just incredible. Daniela Gesundheit of a band from a band called Snowblink in Canada. She's the singer on that, and what an incredible cut. This record, Anchor, is out September 2nd.
She sounds a little bit like Amber Kaufman from Dirty Projectors.
Yeah. Great record.
Awesome.
Looking forward to this one coming out. Thanks, Jacob, by the way, for hanging out.
Yeah. My pleasure.
At our music party. We all just are lying on the floor on our tummies.
Pajamas.
Flipping through magazines with our feet kicked up in the air, talking about boys. And listening to music.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jacob.
Cheers. Well, I have a new record by The Rentals. I haven't put out a record in, I think, an album at least in 15 years.
Wow.
The Rentals are a band that was ex-Wizard Matt Sharp. And this record's fabulous. Patrick Carney from Black Keys is playing drums. Jess Wolfe and Holly Lessig are singing on this record, too. They do get
Lucius.
And I'm just going to play this cut for you from their album Lost in Alphaville. Thanks, Mr. Hilton.
Thanks.
I'm going away, by the way.
I know. You're going to basically be gone for a month, but you'll come back.
I'll come back, record a show now and again and stuff. I've decided to make a country album with my friends this week as well, on top of everything else I'm not doing.
That's awesome. I told you, I thought you should. You said there are no shows in town that I really want to go to this week.
You told me to make a record.
Record in a week.
And I thought you were crazy, and then I called up my friend Michael, and we're going to make a record.
And it's going to be a country record.
I think we're going to make a country-ish record.
Awesome.
So, with a lot of layer textures of synthesizers.
Right. No, of course.
Of course, yes.
So, well, good luck with that.
Okay. I'm Bob Boylan with Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered. Here come The Rentals.
His memories in a diary on the nightstand by your bed, a long detailed anthology of all the mysteries locked away inside your head. Because it looks like I missed this, another Christmas, another birthday, another round, one more summer, one more season, one more winter without a sound. Write it down. Across the Atlantic in some virtual cry for help. Spend one more.
frantic in some virtual cry for help. So write it, write it, write it down.
Hallelujah. Don't look so bad.
Write it, write it.